welcome to Curmudgeon's Corner for, Friday, March 22nd, 2013. I'm Sam Minter. Yvonne Bo is not here with me today, because this is one of those things where Sunday night he was like, hey, I'm actually about to catch a plane, and I thought I would be able to squeeze it in, but I can't. And then maybe we could do it some evening, but it wasn't. It didn't work out because wherever he was busy in the evenings. And so finally, it's Friday morning, early Friday UTC, Thursday night. Well, it's actually even after midnight Pacific time on Thursday. So I guess it's Friday no matter who you talk to, unless you're in like Hawaii or somewhere like that. Alaska, Hawaii, further west. But anyway, time for me to do a solo show. And it, like I said, it's after midnight. So I can say fairly confidently I'm not going to talk for an hour, I think. But you know, every time I say that, I do. So, but I only have a couple real things I'm going to talk about, because we'll save some of it for Yvonne. Let's see. The things that have happened this week. There was more talk about drones. There was the whole thing with the Bloomberg in New York City with the large drinks and that getting overturned by the courts. There was, of course, the new Pope since we last spoke. But, you know, Yvonne's the Catholic here, so I did follow it, but let's save that to what time Yvonne's here. The main highlight of my life for the last week was I was sick for most of it. I'm still sick. We recorded the last show on a Sunday evening, and then Monday I went to work, and then by early Monday afternoon I was getting a fever. I went home. I ended up with a fever of over 103 for a couple days. Well, over 102 for several days. It peaked over 103 for a while. I was miserable. For at least half of the week, I was completely incapacitated. And I'm pausing because I think the thing is crashing. Oh, hello. I don't know if stupid computer. My computer is having so many troubles. I'm reconsidering my whole thought of waiting until 2014 to replace it. We'll see. Anyway, I was sick. I was miserable. I was completely incapacitated for several days, and I'm still not great, but I've been back at work for a couple of days, and I'm okay, I guess. Well, I guess more than a couple of days. Almost. It's been a week! Almost. Anyway, you guys don't care. This Hillary 2016, we've talked about that before. It's just, you know, it really is all about, does she want to do it? Because every single poll out there is still saying that she would walk to the Democratic nomination and probably walk to the presidency. Of course, we're, you know, three and three quarters years away from the election, and a lot can happen in that time frame. Everybody thought she was a shoo-in for 2008, too. So, yeah, whatever. But there's not much new there until she decides to say what she's going to do. Cyprus is imploding, but again, that's an Yvonne thing. So we've got one basic thing left for me to chat about for a little bit, because this is something I care about that Yvonne couldn't give a crap because he doesn't use it. And that is, of course, the news this week that Google will be discontinuing the product known as Google Reader. Now, Google Reader, for years now, has been the core of my internet experience. Now, admittedly, in the last year or so, Twitter has, you know, gotten up there. I must admit, like, there's a lot I discover on Twitter now. And, you know, people made fun of Twitter in the early days, people tweeting about what they eat for lunch and stuff like that. And there's certainly some of that. But for the most part, I follow people who tweet interesting links to stories. A lot of those folks are reporters. You know, there's occasional celebrity in there, whatever. So there are basically two types of people I follow on Twitter. One are the people who post interesting links, either to their own work or to other people's work. And the second is people who say things that are funny every once in a while and are amusing to follow. And then, of course, a smattering of people I know personally and things like that as well. But anyway, yes, Twitter has impinged, but Google Reader has still been my core. Because unlike Twitter, it's very hard to set up your Twitter in such a way that you make sure you see everything, okay? And that is, many people say, that, well, that's exactly the point. You don't want to see everything. It's a stream, a river that you dip into when you want to, and you see what's going on right then and there that very moment. And those people get frustrated by something like Google Reader, which does have the model of, you know, you subscribe to feeds and you see everything in that feed, and it's got a counter of unread and all of this kind of stuff. And the stupid computer paused again. So who knows? Anyway, so Google Reader does indeed have the notion of, you know, unread and blah, blah, blah. Now, here's the key though. I don't care about Google Reader because it's Google Reader. It's simply a way to read RSS feeds. And for those of you who don't know what RSS feeds are, well, first of all, shame on you. But second, it's basically lots of websites have set up these feeds. RSS stands for really simple syndication. But basically, it's a way that they announce when there are new articles on their site. And so what an RSS reader of any sort does is you subscribe to the feeds you care about, and it periodically checks, hey, is there anything new? And if there is, it brings it into one place that you can read it. And so I'll describe this as per Google Reader, but then we'll talk about some of the others. So with Google Reader, I subscribe to several hundred feeds of stuff I find interesting. And I probably actually subscribe to too many at the moment. I can't actually keep up with them. So I don't actually read everything in all of these feeds. But I can go there and I can see, hey, here's all the new stuff. Here's all the new stuff from all of my sources. And I flip through it and I read stuff there. I don't go to several hundred websites. I just click through right there, and in most cases, I have full text feeds, so I actually see the articles right there in the reader, not and in a few occasions, they're ones that only provide headlines, and for the most part, I either convert those to full text ones using a website that does that, fulltextrss.com, something like that, I forget, or I just ditch it because I figure I don't need the hassle of ones that only show headlines. But every once in a while, there's one that shows only headlines or only shows a summary or whatever that I find valuable enough I keep around anyway. But anyway, the key is this is the news junkies tool. And it's never really caught on as a mass market thing. I mean, for a long time, browsers were putting RSS features in. Mail clients were putting RSS features in. There were a number of people trying to make this into a more mainstream thing. And it never caught on. And people, because it conceptually, it's a little bit, you know, one step removed. And you have to think about it a little bit more. And even the tools that made it easy, you still had to sort of, you know, make a sort of jump, and it just stupid slow computer. Anyway, it never really caught on amongst the mainstream. But for news junkies and media professionals and those type of folks who really needed or wanted to consume large amounts of media from all kinds of disparate sources, it became indispensable. And that includes me. It's like the thought of like going to a whole bunch of different websites to get my news I can't even imagine doing that anymore. Anyway, sorry, slow computer. That's why I paused. I can't imagine doing that anymore. And Google Reader just happened to be the best, most complete solution on the web for seeing this stuff. But even more crucially, it provided the syncing infrastructure so that when apps were created to do this type of RSS reading for you, they all coordinated with Google Reader in order to figure out what it was that you had already read, what you still needed to read, what was new, what you'd subscribe to, all that kind of stuff. So, for instance, I on my iPad, my iPhone, these devices, I haven't actually used Google Reader proper in a long time, years probably. I've tried a whole bunch of different apps that do this kind of thing. I had settled on something called Feedler Pro. That was my favorite of all the different ones I tried for a variety of different reasons. And it syncs with Google Reader. So I'm not, quote-unquote, using Google Reader directly on my iPad or my iPhone, but it relies on the Google Reader stuff for its infrastructure. And on the web, and on desktop computers, I certainly used the web interface of Google Reader. They made it a little bit less nice than it used to be about a year and a half ago, but it was still decent. It was okay. It was better than any other option out there. And so Google announced that as of July, they're turning off Google Reader. And that's obviously, both the website and the syncing service, it's just all going to be gone. And so there's been a hue and a cry from all the people who use this thing. First of all, doing the God damn you Google thing. And second, looking for alternatives. So let's start with the God damn you Google thing. Look, Google is not a charity. Google's out there to make money. This was not making them money. And in fact, it probably siphons money away from the people whose sites get read this way because they usually don't include ads in the RSS feeds. Google had actually at one point provided a utility to add ads to RSS feeds, but they killed that a while back, presumably because people weren't using that. But it wasn't making money. They hadn't figured out a way to monetize it. It wasn't very popular. It was actually declining in popularity since they took out a whole bunch of social features from it in favor of Google Plus a while back. And so less people were using it. They were using it less often. There weren't a lot of ads being inserted into it. And even if there were, the numbers were declining. Hey, Google is basically saying, hey, we're going to concentrate on the projects that have a future and are making money and are whatever. And Google has absolutely every right to do that. And they may, in fact, well, we'll talk about that in a second. Google has every right to do that. However, they do need to be careful with this kind of stuff. Because they're burning the high-end super user types with media influence, whatever. And maybe that, you know, in the end, that's not going to have that big of an impact, but they're burning goodwill. And they've shown multiple times over the last couple of years, they're perfectly willing to do that. If there is a product that they run that is not making money, is not gaining the kind of adoption they wanted, is not, again, getting monetized, they're willing to shut it down, even if it's got a super loyal user base. If that user base isn't the right user base and isn't making the money, well, too fucking bad. And that's an understandable... Most certainly in the short term. In the long term, who knows? It depends. You have to weigh, like, well, what are these people really going to do? Are they going to stop using Google search? Are they going to dump Gmail? Are they, you know, or are they going to be unhappy and disgruntled for a couple months and then everything goes back to normal? In which case, hey, it's the right decision to kill it. And honestly, that's probably the case here. Which brings us to the alternatives. Because right now, and I've poked around at some of them. The main thing that, like, I really like my Feedler Pro program. But I have not heard yet anything from the people who make that. And I haven't gone looking for it. I'll be honest. I haven't gone looking for it. But there have been tons of articles about Google Reader replacements, and that one hasn't been mentioned. What I want to hear is, hey, an alternative syncing mechanism. I want to be able to look at my feeds on the desktop and on all my devices and know that they're going to stay in sync with each other. And I haven't heard anything about that for that particular app. Now, like I said, I hadn't gone to look, so just to be complete, I'm going to look right now. So, they do have a statement. It simply means that if I cannot find a service to replace Google Reader, Feedler would be useless and all fact all blah 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 blah. Anyway, anyways, is saying there'll be a syncing solution, blah blah blah, and there might be a subscription fee. And subscription fee might start with $1 a month for up to 50 feeds. And I immediately laugh at that because, you know, I have hundreds. And I'm like, really? Come on. And he's talking without browser support. And I do at least half of my reading on a browser. If it's only for iOS or Android or whatever, doesn't do me any good. Anyway, we'll see what they do. But, you know, there's been a lot of talk of alternatives. There's been Feedler is the one, not Feedler, that's the one I was using. Feedly has gotten the most attention that I can see over the last few days. But there's been a bunch of others. NewsBlur and is the other one that comes to mind. That's also a paid service. A bunch of stuff. Feedly, I believe you pay for the app, but there haven't been any pricing on actually using it at this point. It's not as good as Google Reader on the desktop, and it's not as good as Feedler Pro, as far as I'm concerned, on iOS. But if they're continuing to take it seriously and they want to innovate and they want to make the people who are moving over from Google Reader happy, they'll make changes and improvements and they'll care about it more than Google did. And so this is where, you know, Google clearly had been neglecting the product and had it in sort of maintenance mode for a year or two now. There was no real innovation going on there. There were no improvements happening. So let the people step up who care about it. There's clearly a market here. It might not be big enough for Google to care about. Somebody else will care. And maybe it'll be Feedly. Maybe they'll be the best one. They've apparently have already made some changes and improvements. Basically, they were structured. There are a number of apps that do RSS feeds as sort of, they make it into like a pretty magazine and lots of images and pictures and like Flipboard, I believe, is another one of these that, you know, you can subscribe to RSS feeds in them, but they're really intended for sort of casually flipping through a couple things, not like the super users who are, you know, have many, many feeds and want to be able to scan them quickly and get to the specific articles they want and do a bunch of things, sharing them and whatever else you need to do with them. So right now, Feedly isn't as good as these other options. But it's okay. I've been using it for the last few days. It's okay. It gets by. It can do the basic things I needed to do. There are some quibbles, some things I wish were a little bit different than they are. But it'll be fine. So, I mean, I guess good riddance, Google Reader. I will miss you. Right now, it is a degradation in my experience to not have that available. I mean, it's still available for a couple months, but as I'm sure a lot of other people are, we're not waiting until the day before it disappears to switch to something else. Anyway, frustrating, but understandable from Google's point of view. And frankly, hopefully some of these other alternatives will step up to the plate and do something better. There's NetNewsWire is another one that's out there for Mac and iOS. And the Reader, R-E-E-D-E-R, is another one. They're going to be a ton of these, and they'll have different approaches to the problem, and they won't all be the same. There'll be competition. There'll be some that are better for some use cases, and some that'll be better for other use cases, and hopefully in the end, the result will be there'll be at least one that's really awesome for what I want to do. And, you know, frankly, maybe there is a monthly subscription. And I honestly wouldn't pay. There are very few individual news source websites that I would even consider paying for. We've talked about this with Yvonne before. He, of course, plays for the Wall Street Journal. I paid the fee for Andrew Sullivan's Daily Dish when it went independent a month ago. And because I read via RSS, I'm never even going to hit his paywall, but I appreciate the content and I threw a few bucks into it. But if there was a really good RSS reader experience, I most definitely would consider paying for that because it's a critical part of my daily experience. It is my equivalent of the daily newspaper. I mean, I wouldn't like it. I'm used to having it for free, but if there was a really good experience, would I pay a monthly fee? Yeah. Would I even pay more than a couple bucks a month? I'd probably pay a little bit more than a couple bucks a month. Would I pay $50 a month? No, I probably wouldn't go that high. But, somewhere in between. Would I pay 20 bucks a month? That's on the upper end, but maybe. But it's a critical utility. Now, of course, the end game here. This is only viable because tons and tons of publications and tons of blogs and tons of other things provide these RSS feeds. I mean, I use it not just for, in addition to articles from blogs and publications, I also use it to track changes on wiki pages, on my own wiki pages and others. I use it to the Google alerts. That do automated Google searches for topics I care about and are available as RSS feeds so that I have it set up so that whenever something new comes on the internet about topic X, it just shows up in my feed. Lots of things like that. But it all depends, of course, on these sites making these things available. If at some point all of the publishing sites decide, hey, RSS is dead, we're turning it off, then it becomes a lot less useful. Obviously, I think it's fairly ingrained into blogging. So hopefully it would still be there. And I gotta suspect that if certain major publications eliminated their RSS feeds, you'd get rogue third parties setting up RSS feeds of that content anyway. Of course, the publications might not like that, but I think you'd see some of that. Because in the end, the idea of going to a whole bunch of different websites for your stuff is, of course, what the sites would love. But the technology is out there to make it so you don't have to. So if you're someone who, because you're required to for your job or because you just are junky for this kind of stuff, having some sort of aggregation solution is just a no-brainer. It just has to exist. Going back to the days without that, I would be so sad. So sad. And a lot of people were reacting, of course, to the end of Google Reader as if that's what was happening. But that's not what's happening. There's tons of alternatives out there. And even if they're not as good as Google Reader was on day one, they will be. So don't worry about it. Anyway, I ranted about Google Reader for 20-some minutes. That's probably enough. And hey, I need to go to bed. So I'm going to wrap it up, and we'll get this show out there. And we'll have a longer show on more normal topics next week. But I wanted to rant on a little bit of tech stuff for a product that has been near and dear to my heart for many years now. And like I said, it's been the core of my internet experience since the day I discovered it existed. It's hard to go back to any other way of reading the internet after you've moved to a RSS aggregation mode of looking at things. Anyway, that's it. Thank you for joining us for Curmudgeon's Corner this week. As usual, email me at abelsmay@abelsmay.com with any questions, comments, thoughts. And we'll be back next week. Goodbye.